IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. This series of the program Viewpoints is mainly concerned with the speeches and thoughts of the Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, also known as Imam Khamenei. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Ali and Sayyid Mohsen. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, thanks for inviting.
So, and Shaykh Ali, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, very recently in one of the speeches of Imam Khamenei, he talked about a very important concept, which is Jihad-e-Tabyin. And so many people in Iran, inside Iran and outside Iran, were shocked by this, we can say, type of look at the world and at the concept of jihad. Because this is the first time that this term has been coined by the Rahbar and he used it. So now there are so many, we can say, explanations, commentaries and interpretations written on this concept. Of course, Rahbar in his speech gave us a very nice framework for Jihad-e-Tabyin, but this is good to be more familiar with this concept, maybe for the English-speaking people all around the world through this radio show, Viewpoints. Sayyid Mohsen, let's start with you, brother. What is Jihad-e-Tabyin?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, when we talk about the Jihad-e-Tabyin, then we need to obviously differentiate between, there are two basically terms which are together. One is Jihad and the other is Tabyin. When we look at the definition of tabiyin, if we want to convert it into English, according to the law, they say it is an explanation that tabiyin means. If we look at the philosophical definition of tabiyin or the meaning of tabiyin, it means elaborating or elaboration. And in psychology, they say identification.
Yes.
We can merge all these things together and say tabiyin is all of this.
Okay.
It is explanation, it is elaboration, it is identification of the Muslim world in the other world.
That's right.
Or identifying, explaining, or elaborating the true Muhammadan Islam and introducing it to the world means Jihad-e-Tabyin. Okay. Now, the word jihad itself means struggling, or generally, you know, in the West, they know jihad as a meaning of fighting.
Yeah, negative connotation.
The negative connotation.
Yes.
Or
jihad is
related to the war only.
Yeah.
But where we have Jihad-e-Akbar and Jihad-e-Asghar as well, like the small jihad and the greater jihad. And the greater jihad is, you know, you need to control yourself and your wishes.
Yes.
It relates to yourself. But we know that since the Rahbar or the Supreme Leader has used this word, it is because before this we were involved in the hard war, which was with the weapons or the missiles or the armies they were attacking, the invasion of the countries.
Yes.
We have seen the the Crusade Wars.
Yes.
Before we had seen other wars. Nowadays we can see like the Russia attacking Ukraine.
Okay.
Ukraine.
This is a war too.
Yeah,
okay.
this is a war too.
Okay.
But I will say this is the fourth world war. The war between Russia and Ukraine. It is not the world war, but before that we had the third war, world war, which was Iran against Iraq.
Okay.
And you know that it wasn't only Iraq.
Of course, it was Iraq against Iran. Sorry.
Yeah, it was Iraq against Iran. But with Iraq, there were 23 countries.
Yes.
So you can say most of the
Iraq
countries
and its allies.
And most of the,
right.
the allies,
yes.
they had the war. Because we say world war to a war where we have many countries involved into a war. And we can see that. So according to my own definition, I define the Iran-Iraq or Iraq-Iran war as the Third World War.
Okay.
And since we entered into the new arena, which is a soft war, and this soft war belongs to the beliefs of the people.
Okay.
It belongs to the will of the people. It belongs to the trust and the hope of people to
That's
the
right.
God.
Okay.
So in this soft war, in this new world, in this new era, we can see that enemies are, they have changed their style of, we can say, like, you know, fighting. And the war has been changed from hard to this soft.
The ruling of the games is changed. That's right. Okay. So, Shaykh Ali, let's get to you, brother. So, from one side, we got jihad. From the other side, tabiyin. Okay. Jihad, as Sayyid said, in the true sense of the word, is struggle or do your best or it's better to say attempt or try your best in order to do something. Jihad, in the Western definition, has a negative connotation. We do not mean by that. But I think tabyin part is also important. It has to be cleared out. What is the meaning of tabyin here and jihad tabyin?
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani al-a'ini rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As Sayyid Mohsin has already pointed out, there are two types of wars, right? One is the hard war, the other is the soft war, as we say it. Hard war is that conventional warfare, which is fought with conventional weapons. For instance, guns, tanks, jets, etc. And we are all familiar with it, right? Its goal generally is to either take control of a piece of land or some property or some resources like oil, for instance, yes. Right?
Okay.
Soft war is a psychological warfare, and it's generally fought through media. Mm-hmm. It includes print media, it includes digital media, and its goal is to take control of the minds and hearts of the people, the thoughts of the people, the worldview of the people, the culture of the people, and the values and belief system that they have. And also, very important is the decision-making of a populace or a population,
that's
right?
Why. Okay.
This is what is the goal, to take control of all these things and much more.
Okay.
It targets the hearts and minds of the general population, and it's aimed at that cultural invasion. You know, this is another term that the leader has used in the past to, you know, take control of the cultural trends of a country or of an area or a region.
Especially from the Western world and the Western lifestyle into the Muslim lands, you know.
Correct. This this phenomena, the reason it was talked about, you know, the soft war is because it was being waged.
Waged, that's
right? It was being enforced against the people predominantly of the West Asia region.
Okay.
Not to mention that South America got targeted by, you know, the Western bloc before us. But, you know, now it's our turn, I guess.
Yes.
Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei discussed this arena of soft war in several different contexts, and it was done over the course of years.
Yes.
If you remember, in Iran, there was something called Sabke Zindagi Islami.
Yes.
That the leader talked about, right?
Yes.
The Islamic lifestyle.
Islamic Iranian lifestyle.
Right? Mubin Islami.
How many children you must have?
Right. And the Islamic lifestyle.
Life overall, yes,
and also, you know, preserving the Islamic values that exist in Iranian culture.
Iranian
culture, he said that we have to preserve those.
Yes. Okay.
Then if you remember, there was something called Ifshagari.
Yes.
Exposing the realities, right? This was the next phase.
Yes.
And the context changed a little bit, but it was still that soft war.
Okay.
Then you move on to Jang-e-Rawani.
Yes.
This is, you know, psychological warfare,
yes,
right?
That's right.
As it gets translated. So if you look at the history of how we're building up to where we are today, then Jang-e-Rasani, the media war.
Okay.
Right? He mentioned that. He made this, you know, a title, and he said, now is the time to get into media war and defend yourself and spread the message of truth and
these are all parts of and subcategories of jihad, the general
of
jihad.
Of the soft war.
Of the soft
war. Right? Jang-e-Narm, right, as we say. Now, Jang-e-Rivayat Hai is another interesting one. And this was a while back that the leader talked about the war of narratives.
Narratives.
Right?
Yes.
Then now we're standing at Jihad-e-Tabyin.
Yes.
And we translate it loosely as the Jihad of Clarification or the Jihad of Explanation.
Explanation,
right?
Okay.
These last two that I just mentioned, hold on to these because we have to discuss this, you know, hand in hand with each other. Mm-hmm. So the Jang-e-Rivayat-ha, which is the War of Narratives.
Narratives, that's right.
And then the War, the Jihad of Clarification and Explanation. These two go hand in hand, okay? The war.
I'm sorry for those who are not familiar with the narrative and narrative analysis, because I myself has studied discourse analysis. You know, there might be one story or one news, but different interpretations or narratives out of the same story. Okay?
And this is exactly what I was just going to explain, right?
And what is the Western world is trying to do is that it wants to impose on the Muslim lands and the Muslim values its own narrative,
exactly.
I mean, his own understanding out of the values. Okay.
Yes. So, you know, this war of narratives, you know, if we were to open it up, it's a proactive or an offensive soft war strategy.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. It's a proactive and an offensive soft war strategy.
Yes. Okay.
As it said, if you do not set the narrative, the enemy is going to set it.
Yes.
And it's true for them, it's true for us. You know, our enemies and we being their enemies.
Yes.
Whoever sets the narrative first gets to win.
If you do not clarify your stance, they will clarify and explain a stance for you. And based on that, they will impose their values.
I would request to keep the clarification term separate from this, right? Because this is proactive. And I will explain why I said this.
Okay.
It's a proactive form of software strategy that is called the war of narratives. If truth doesn't prevail, and we know that from the verses of Quran, from the ayat and riwayat, right, the traditions of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, if truth doesn't prevail, falsehood would prevail. You know, you cannot have a vacuum, right? And this is what's going on. Look at the example, you know, very quickly. Let me touch up on this U.S. den of espionage, which is known as U.S. Embassy, right?
Yes.
If we would have properly explained it to the world proactively, right, the enemy wouldn't have been able to lie based on that incident where they defend their spies by saying that Iran did this bad, and, you know, they trampled over our rights, and they did not give us the security, and so on and so forth, right? And the leader has mentioned this as an example, right?
Okay.
Look at Iraq. Mm-hmm. Look at Afghanistan. Look at Syria, right?
Yes.
All they have been trying to do is to set that narrative, right? And from our side, too, what we're expected to do is to set that narrative before the enemy does.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is
the
war of narratives.
Okay.
Very quickly, jihad of clarification.
Yes.
It's a reactive or defensive strategy in software.
Against what you said as the narrative war. I mean, when we are in a narrative war, we have to struggle for the clarification of our own values.
Correct.
Of course, you know, tabyin is different from tafsir or tawsif, okay? I mean, describing something or explaining. It's better to say that we want to explain what's is our clear stance, isn't it?
Well, the war of narratives, the game there is to take control of the narrative, right? And have your word out there, right?
That's right.
This, the jihad of clarification, it's a reactive and defensive software strategy, which means you have to counter the propaganda of
the
enemy.
Okay.
So the enemy has already done the propaganda, right?
Okay.
Now you're at the receiving end.
Yes.
You have to counter it. Then expose the falsification and lies of the enemy.
That's
how it's reactive, right?
Yes.
Then clearing up the doubts created by the enemy.
Okay.
And there's a theme, if you notice, I'm going to mention it in a minute, that is common amongst all of them. Explaining the confusion that prevails in the society, right? Sometimes the enemy starts from somewhere else, and the confusion that it wants to instigate in the society is something different.
Yes.
They don't just come and explain or you know, open up the Pandora box of confusion.
Yes.
Tabyin for us means illuminating the darkness.
Yes.
Right? It means fighting the lies.
That's right.
It means removing the curtains, and it means revealing the facts and realities.
Okay, that's all right.
Right? So one common theme, really quick, is
that, make it quick, man.
That when it comes to jihad of clarification, there is a direct enemy involved, and you're responding to that enemy.
That's all right.
In the war of narratives, you're setting the narrative whether there is an enemy that exists or not.
Okay, that's right. Thank you, my Sayyid Mohsen.
Welcome.
And Sheikh Ali, it was very kind of you for a nice explanation regarding Jihad al-Tabini and its definition. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Call of Islam page. Also, our YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you. Fi amanallah.
Inside, I know that amidst all the darkness.
everything which makes no sense. Know that you exist. You are the light. Guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. 'Cause I don't need anyone.